A months-long ordeal for 48 Iranian pilgrims in addition to their translator ended. They arrived at the Sheraton Hotel in Damascus, welcomed by an Iranian delegation that included the Iranian ambassador to Damascus. He said the release comes after efforts exerted by Iran and in cooperation with the Syrian government.
I thank the officials in the Syrian Arab Republic for their cooperation. We also highly appreciate the efforts of some friendly countries and organizations. We ask God to bring back security to this country. During the past 5 months, we were engaged in talks and negotiations that led to an agreement and thus the release of the 48 abductees.
The Iranian abductees said armed men moved them 17 times from one area to another in Damascus suburbs during the past several months. They expressed extreme happiness their tragedy finally came to an end.
We came to Syria to visit the holy shrines. We were abducted while heading to the shrines. We are very glad that we are going back to Iran. I cannot describe how happy I am to be a free man.
خیلی خوشحالیم که وارد کشور ایران میشیم.
الحمدلله آزاد شدیم.
Thank God we were set free. I thank my family and all the officials who helped rescue the pilgrims.
و از مسئولانی که
On the 4th of August 2012, foreign-backed insurgents kidnapped the 48 Iranians while they were traveling on a bus from the International Damascus Airport to the Holy Shrine of Sayyida Zainab, sister of Imam Hussein, the third Shia Imam in Damascus suburbs. 80 Iranian nationals were abducted during Syria's unrest by militants. Two of them still remain in the hands of armed groups. After more than 5 months of suffering, the released Iranian visitors got the chance to return to their country and reunite with their families and friends. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.